Now, friends, we've come to the last part of 2 Thessalonians. Now, here again is an epistle that took us right up to the clouds, looking into the air for the coming of the Lord. And this, a great many people think, is not practical. But you see, you may be looking up, but you better also watch your walk down here, because that's important. And we have seen here now that believers should be established in the Word, that is, the Word of God. And we saw that in the last part of chapter 2. Now in chapter 3 here, we have in the first 7 verses, believers should be established in their walk. And then the last part of this chapter, from verses 8 through 18, believers should be established in their work. You see, it's one thing to keep looking up. It's another thing to keep on keeping on down here. And you better also look down every now and then to see how your walk is, and look down at the Word of God, and look down at the work that you're doing. We have a little saying, several of us here in Southern California that are Christians, we play golf together a great deal. And I always say to them when they look up, that's one of the worst things in golf. The tendency is to look up. The natural man always wants to see how good he's doing and looks up to see where the ball is going. Well, I say to them, I said, as a Christian, you're to look up. But as a golfer, you're to look down. Keep your eye on the ball. And as a Christian today, living in this world, we should keep our eye on the Word of God, on our walk down here, and on our work down here. Now, he's going to talk about the walk. We talked last time about the Word of God. And in that, he said something that was quite wonderful. He's to comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. And this has to do with loyalty to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he spoke in this section of a marvelous position that we have in Christ. We are chosen to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, and we are called of God by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's heady stuff. That really is exciting, and that is rather thrilling. But now, Paul says there's certain responsibilities that you have as a believer, that you now are to walk down here in a way that will discharge your responsibility as a believer. And as Paul put it in Ephesians, walk worthy of the high calling wherewith you're called. That's what Paul is saying here.